And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
Okay, we working? Alright, we're on. So this here is from Chris, and it says, so is hold my beer and watch this part of the incantation, flash to confuse the rubes, or part of the warding to clear the space? Well, Chris, it's actually a very insightful question because it kind of covers a lot of territory. Now, to be honest and fair, hold my beer is a variation on the time-honored incantation and invocation, which is, y'all watch this. If you happen to read any of the older tomes, assuming, of course, that the pages haven't been torn out of the spiral-bound notebook, you'll find the y'all watch this is right up there with listen up now, you hear? Which is another one, although it's a little more authoritative. Y'all watch this as much more of a friendly, you know, invocation where y'all listen up now or any variation thereof is much more formal, and you got to make sure you're wearing your clean coveralls when you do that one. Hold my beer and watch this is actually a two-part invocation. First and foremost, you're offering the spirits a beverage, which is always a friendly gesture, and I don't think you ever really can get yourself in trouble for that. And now, on the other hand, you got watch this, which is an abjuration to, you know, pay attention because now something important is happening here. It's a very important thing to be able to make sure that the powers you are invoking are in fact paying attention and not, you know, watching the astral realm equivalent of hee-haw reruns or whatever it is out there. I haven't actually checked. I'm sure someone has done some studying on that, but not my particular field of expertise. Y'all watch this also acts as a, it's more of a protective charm than anything else, because as we all know, having lived in this universe for long enough, anytime you preface a maneuver or activity with y'all watch this, it almost immediately attracts the attention of the forces of chaos, discord, and turmoil, not to mention whatever supreme powers of comedy happen to be lurking nearby, because you know darn well someone says y'all watch this, you're gonna want to watch this because it's bound to be hilarious. Now, that also has the added advantage of making people stand well back, which helps to clear the ritual space in the event that you need a ritual space cleared. I like to recommend a good 6 or 7 feet worth of clearance around your ritual space. Treat it, if you will, like it's a table saw, you know. You trust a table saw to stay where it is and to do what it is that you tell it to do, but once you get it rolling, the table saw is not particularly concerned with what it is actually enters its path, and like the very wise sage Adam Savage says, he always assumes that when he turns on a table saw, there's somebody out there just waiting to come rushing in with a bucket of ball bearings and a 5-gallon drum of, veterinary lubricant. That's right, what it was, and just to make everything as dangerous as humanly possible. So always make sure you got yourself plenty of clearance space, and I think the most important safety rules, as the ancient sage Norm Abram says, is, of course, to wear these safety glasses. Ow, oh, I wasn't wearing my glasses. I hit myself in the eye with my finger. That's why you got to do that. You got to wear them safety glasses, because otherwise you're bound to put your eye out or at least impinge your vision to a certain degree. So I hope that helps, and I hope that answers your question, whatever the heck it was when we started at this. Look, Chris has another question right here, right underneath it. It says, why do most mending spells use duct tape? Well, that is a really good question there, Chris, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that just like the Force, duct tape has a dark side and a light side, and properly applied, it does in fact bind the universe together, and it makes not only a good symbolic joining of objects, but let's be honest about this, you duct tape two things together for any length of time, and it becomes increasingly difficult to separate them. Joinings and bindings are important in this world, and especially in our particular field of expertise, because, well, when you bind two things together, it tends to mean that they're kind of going to be there for the rest of the for eternity, much like that there crazy glue. I'm sure there's some poor sod right now still got himself stuck to a hard hat that's stuck to a girder that's supported somewhere. Oh, wait a minute, that's my friend Brian. Hey, Brian, you okay? Brian, you okay up there? Brian, just wave your legs. Ah, he's fine. Anyway, when you join things together, it does give you more power, which tangentially actually references to the fact that my own last name, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, is a hyphenated last name. And a lot of people say, well, that seems kind of strange, but really the way that it worked out was that my grandma Kneecap married my grandpa Headbecker, and they both had a lot of monogrammed clothing and monogram stuff, and they didn't want to have to like take out one initial, so they figured it'd be easier to add one on than to take one off. And what they would do is they just went around and they added an appropriate initial either to the front or the back with a dash either before or behind, as is appropriate. And yeah, they had a lot of Sharpie markers, so it only took them 6 or 7 tries before they got it right, and it all worked out pretty well for them, I think. So yeah, and it is Kneecap with an N and not a K, because that's from Grandma's native Andalusian by way of Poughkeepsie. It's a different dialect. The Kneecaps are a very old and established family. Now, the Headbeckers are still relatively new, but I think we all remember the great Headbecker incident of 1903, when we had a little mishap there down at the cider plant, and we suddenly had 475 apple cores sprout and take root and take seed and become big trees and tear the roof right off that sucker, and we had to completely repurpose the entire campus at that point, which is why there's an arboretum up that way. But when the Headbeckers and the Kneecaps got together, there was some initial friction, of course. First and foremost was the fact that Kneecap was spelled without a K, and that seemed to bother a lot of Headbeckers, who are known for their thoroughness, if not their ADHD and anal retentive tendencies. But after a few strongly worded letters back and forth and a couple of fist fights, they got all that sorted out. So that's why I'm now very happily bearing the name of Philo Thibodeau Headbecker Kneecap. And what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.